Your body's very responsive. Cells are alive, and if you want to go into the spiritual side of things and what people say, all things have a consciousness. Cells have their own consciousness, and they're always looking for health. So your body is always trying to be as healthy as it can be. So when you shift your focus around to that and to believing that and practicing those thought, patterns about yourself, you do start to see improvements and solutions that you were blind to come to you, or you will find them, or they'll show up. So, it might be a topical product, it might be a dermatologist, it might be a book, it might be anything. But once you're out of that beating the drum of, oh, I hate the way I look, and I just look like crap, and there's all sorts of self-talk that goes on there. It really is having to do some mental work to shift your focus first. And we see that, a lot of times in people's lives, they have to wait for something cataclysmic or a crisis for they'll do that, where they'll say, okay, this is enough, and they'll shift their focus.
Stay connected to gratitude. Hit the follow button right now and join thousands of listeners tuning in each week. We're the Gratitude Seekers. Come join us. Hi, Gratitude Seeker. Welcome to a new episode of the Gratitude Podcast. With us today, we have a really interesting and special guest that I'm very excited to have here with us. He's been on NBC, on Sirius XM, on ABC, and on many news outlets, as well as course, YouTube is well known in the YouTube space, and I'm really happy to have him here because we're going to talk about a topic that we haven't talked about yet on the podcast: skincare. And I'm really happy to have Chris Gibson here with us. Welcome, Chris, to the Gratitude Podcast.
Thank you for having me.
Let us know more about you, about your work, about the amazing things that you've been doing.
Okay. I got started in skincare really early. I'm 58 now. So in my early 20s, in the 80s, is when I started paying close attention because I had a lot of problems with acne, and traditional medicine wasn't working for me at all. So this went on for years, into my 20s, and I finally had enough and decided to dig in and figure out what was going on. So that's sort of how that all got started. And then I was able to clear it up myself, and some years later wrote a little booklet about my experience with all of that. Really not a book on how to, but what happened and what I experienced, and a lot of people resonated with it. So the book did extremely well, ended up on television. Excuse me. And so that's sort of how that all happened, kind of unexpectedly, the whole TV thing, which led to me formulating a couple of skincare lines. About 15 years ago, I had the acne skincare line. Now I have a anti-aging skincare line, but very small. But the whole purpose was to, help people find things that would work for them. Like I say this on the channel all the time, on the YouTube channel: skincare that'll work for you, not empty your wallet, and not do you more harm than good. So for a lot of folks, especially people in their 40s and up, there's a lot of confusion about skincare. Maybe they didn't really do much other than just, some moisturizer, hopefully some sunscreen. And now they're having some of the effects of getting older, and there's a lot of confusion because there's so many products and so many approaches to anti-aging. So I've sort of evolved. I still talk about acne. I still have a lot of that information on my blog. I still consult people on the blog for that. But the focus has really shifted to just skin health at any age, and that includes the anti-aging. So I have to sort of use anti-aging because that's what people recognize, but it really is more about skin health. This healthy skin at any age is going to look really good. So that's sort of where that all led to. And of course, I started the YouTube channel up in 2018 with just a few subscribers, really focused on acne. And I was on a weight loss journey at the time, but did intermittent fasting, and there were a lot of cooking episodes. But it's evolved now to a lot of just really focused on skincare, although I do still talk about diet and fitness because they're very important. And mindfulness, which is a connection to what you're talking about, is very important because stress and inflammation are big proponents of aging and skin issues. So, yeah, all of that kind of does tie together. And the channel grew pretty quick. You know, last year it went from 10,000 subscribers to 100 in like 6 months, and now it's 122. And growing. So, you know, it's an interesting place for me to be, because in the over 50, as I guess you would call it, in the anti-aging community on YouTube, it's mostly women that talk about fitness. No, they talk about fitness and fashion and makeup and some skincare. And then you have some dermatologists that are on that focus on skincare as a whole, not really just anti-aging. So here I'm, this guy that's 58. And I don't look 58 because I've done skincare for so long and taken really good care of myself. Talking about, you know, anti-aging, de-aging, skin health, still solving skin issues, specific diseases like rosacea, psoriasis from a holistic approach, and an esthetician's background. So I sort of have an odd duck out there, but it's nice because it helps a lot of men feel more comfortable talking about some of the issues that they face. You know, everything from, you know, a mole that you don't understand you want to get rid of, all the way to sun damage and skin cancer. So I have a long range or wide range of topics that come up that we talk about. So that's sort of how that all got started. It really kind of started with me and acne back in the day, and then the book becoming quite famous. And getting myself on television is kind of led to the platform itself. And then, of course, now it's evolved to where I am today, talking to you.
Yeah, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. And I can totally relate to where you are, in the sense that there are less men talking about gratitude, for instance, than women. And I think it's important that we give this perspective, and we make it easier for other men to get into topics that are usually more open naturally to women. So definitely. And for our listeners, if you haven't seen Chris yet, you should check him out, because you would not say his age, like, oh my god. You look so much younger, and that's amazing.
Oh, thank you. It does take, you know, it takes some work and some discipline and some care, just like everything that you want to do well. But you know, in thinking about your podcast and your focus, I want to say that self-care is directly related to how you feel about yourself, self-esteem. When we talk about gratitude, I bound out of bed in the morning very grateful that I have my health, that I have all the energy that I do, that I have, that I do what I do, which is I love doing it, and that I get to live the payoff. I'm actually kind of living proof, which is kind of the best advertisement that I can give exactly. People for, you know, for taking care of yourself. You know, when I had acne in the beginning, it was like a battle. So I was battling myself. So that kind of fed the problem, because stress and inflammation are at the basis of a lot of the things that go awry or wrong with our biological system. And that could be any kind of disease. And then you lay on top of that a layer of, you know, the stress that a person incurs. As a teenager, of course, I was stressed out. We all are. Hormones are going all different directions. Your diet is probably not that great. Mine wasn't, which plays a role. And I was always pretty into fitness itself, which has kind of given me different sort of benefits, but in the anti-aging department more so than the acne side. So your body is your largest organ, the skin, and it's going to tell you what's going on. It's you really have to look at it sort of as a communication piece. And when things go well, and you feel good about yourself. And when things aren't going so well, it can make you very self-conscious. And the key is to avoid getting in the whole disappointed in how I look, angry at how I look, I've lost my looks, I look old, you know, getting into that whole thought pattern does not make things better.
One of the things that are guaranteed to connect you to gratitude is going out in nature. I love nature. And seeing how much plastic waste we are producing made me think of ways of cutting back. One thing I'm always throwing in my recycling is those huge laundry detergent bottles. But did you know 500 million of those bottles end up in landfills and oceans every single year? That's why I made the switch to EarthBreeze laundry sheets. They come in plastic-free packaging, so they're more eco-friendly than traditional detergent. It's an easy way to get clean clothes without all the plastic waste. Get 40% off with your subscription at earthbreeze.com/gratitude. That's earthbreeze.com/gratitude. I've also included a link in the resources section of this episode, so that you can easily access it with just one tap. Exactly, exactly. And that's what I wanted us to talk about, because I think this is an important topic, and gratitude plays an important role. When we age, we tend to have different changes in our bodies, whether we are men or women. And I think, and what I love about your work is that you also take into consideration this part, that the way we see ourselves as well, not just what we are doing to make it better, but also how we see ourselves and how we appreciate our skin, to be more exact in our conversation. Are there ways in which our listeners can improve the way they see their skin, the way they see themselves, so that it's easier for them to appreciate themselves?
Oh yeah, absolutely. And I talk to clients about this. I talk a lot about this on my blog, and that is seeing the positive aspects, because there are always some, you know, some people, we have to go all the way to the basics of you're alive. You're able to move around, you know, and they're really down on something. But looking at the positive aspects and really reminding yourself what the role your body allows you to be here in the world. It allows you to move around, and catching yourself if you have these, oh, I hate the way I look, oh, I'm fat, you know, I need to, you know, same thing with skin, oh, I have these wrinkles or what have you, is that negative self-talk really doesn't help. And there have been all kinds of studies. There's a lot of science behind all of this and what it does, depressing the immune system. Because when you're in positive self-talk, you know, you're motivated to do different things. You're motivated to do your skincare routine. You're motivated to seek out solutions that will make you feel better rather than seeing it as just a big negative that you have to deal with. You know, I see this a lot with people who have symptomatic immune response, skin diseases like eczema, rosacea, and even acne, that when they're able to see and make note of positive improvements on the days when they're not having a flare-up or not having an outbreak or what have you, they focus on feeling good and looking good, they have less of them. So, you know, your body's very responsive, you know, cells are alive. And if you want to go into the spiritual side of things and what people say, all things have a consciousness. Cells have their own consciousness and they're always looking for health. So your body is always trying to be as healthy as it can be. So when you shift your focus around to that and to believing that and practicing those thoughts, you know, patterns about yourself, you do start to see improvements and solutions that you were blind to come to you, or you will find them or they'll show up. So, you know, it might be a topical product. It might be a dermatologist. It might be a book. It might be anything. But once you're out of that beating the drum of, oh, I hate the way I look and, you know, I just look like crap, and you know, there's all sorts of self-talk that goes on there. It really is having to do some mental work to shift your focus first. And we see that, you know, a lot of times in people's lives, they have to wait for something cataclysmic or a crisis for they'll do that, where they'll say, okay, this is enough, you know, and they'll shift their focus. So, you know, again, you know, everybody's got some great positive things about themselves, and but just by focusing there starts to change that conversation. And then, you know, looking for solutions, there's nothing, you know, if you, for example, say you have a lot of sun damage, there are products on the market that can help you with that. So instead of feeling defeated, looking for a solution gives you back a sense of power. And then when those solutions start to work, it's sort of like when you get on the momentum of losing weight, the really hard time is like the first 30 days when things don't move much. You sort of have to like know that, you know, what your outcome is you want, and you have to sort of practice as if that's already happened. So you have to do the exercise anyway, or you have to eat the healthy foods anyway, whether you see the needle move or not. And then eventually what happens is, just like on a fulcrum, that needle moves, and then you start to feel good. You go, ah, results. I remember that with acne when I was learning how to control that and actually cure it within myself. The first time that I did something that showed results really fueled the fire for me. So, you know, it really is about getting out of the muck of that negative self-talk, because it just keeps you stuck where you are.
Exactly. And this is one of the things that I love about gratitude, is that it opens us up to solutions, to resources that we have. And thankfully, we really have a lot of resources, and just your YouTube channel, so many videos, your blog, so many, so much information there that people can use. I think that's amazing that we have this much availability of resources out there, but it's about us being open to that. And this mentality can help us. This kind of mindset can help us look better and feel better in our skin. And that's very important, because we tend to think that people see us in the way that we see ourselves. And when we just focus on our flaws, we tend to think that other people see those flaws too, even more than they actually do. And I think that's very interesting about how we work.
Yeah, the humans are really good about trying to think for other people.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's where we get into trouble. No one can, if you think about yourself, no one can understand what's going on in your head but you. And you know that's true because people spend so much time trying to explain what's going on in their head to other people that don't get it. So trust me when I say, people are not looking at your flaws. You know, now if you're some wild outfit or something out, you know, so you might get people's attention, you might get something, but generally people are very accepting of where other people are. And I don't think I've ever met anyone that sincerely was concerned about how another person looked, unless it's someone that's not well in their family, you know, it's something going on like that. You know, and but yet you're right. People think that's all that people see. I mean, we have platforms with all kinds of filters to make us look the way we think people want to see us. And people realize, you know, what people see, like on Instagram, for instance, I pick on that one a lot. Mm-hmm. They see the filter. They know that's a filter. And there is nothing wrong with taking a filter, making yourself look good in a picture. That's photographers have been doing that since the beginning to make you know, who wants to have a picture where you don't look your best? The problem is when it sets up this dynamic where, oh my God, I don't really look like that. So it makes you feel like you less than, that's the issue with the filter. Filters are fun. You know, they can make you look amazing. I can't do a lot of that because part of my brand is focused on you seeing what I look like so that you see the truth. But, you know, you really have to think about how that makes you feel. If using a filter makes you feel good and fun and that's all there is to it, and you know you're not going to look like that when you go to the grocery store or whatever, it's fine. I love to see all these women and celebrities right now embracing the fact that they're going to try to age gracefully and not have a bunch of plastic surgery done. You know, they may have a little Botox done here, a little filler done here. That's all fine. And I'm not judging even plastic surgery because sometimes in some situations that's necessary. And if that's going to give you back your self-esteem, that may be a step that you need to take. But, it's nice to see people embracing skin health over, you know, I want to look 20 when I'm 50. And I say this in some of my videos, and I should probably say it in all of them. My channel is not about making a 50-year-old look 20 or a 70-year-old look 30. My channel is about helping you apply the best skincare principles to help reverse some of the things that may have gone wrong that didn't get taken care of, to know when it's time to go to the dermatologist or when it's time to go to the plastic surgeon, to understand that what you're after is the healthiest, best looking skin and health you can get at whatever age you're at, because it's how you feel as you move through your day, how much energy you have, how much zest, how much enthusiasm. That's what people see when they see you. If you're concerned about what people see, you know, I think about Simone, like we all know when someone is like a negative space or depressed or in that place where they're not in a state of appreciation or gratitude about anything. And that's what's obvious. People aren't looking at how counting the wrinkles you may have on each side of your eye. That's not the focus of people. So, it really does come down to those things. You want to feel good. You want to look good for yourself.
One of the things that are guaranteed to connect you to gratitude is going out in nature. I love nature. And seeing how much plastic waste we are producing made me think of ways of cutting back. One thing I'm always throwing in my recycling is those huge laundry detergent bottles. But did you know, 500 million of those bottles end up in landfills and oceans every single year? That's why I made the switch to EarthBreeze laundry sheets. They come in plastic-free packaging, so they're more eco-friendly than traditional detergent. It's an easy way to get clean clothes without all the plastic waste. Get 40% off with your subscription at earthbreeze.com/gratitude. That's earthbreeze.com/gratitude. I've also included a link in the resources section of this episode so that you can easily access it with just one tap. Exactly, exactly. And I have this belief as well that the most attractive thing about us is health, is being healthy from the physical standpoint, and of course being grateful, positive, radiating from the inside, from the interior side of things. So physically to be healthy and to have that inner glow that people sense, that it really makes the way we look so much less important, or all of the flaws that we have so much less important, because we just love who we are and we appreciate our body and our skin. And it's just, people see that. I think people pick up on what we love about ourselves.
Exactly. People are much more likely to interpret your energy than they are your foundation choice or how old you are. So I realize that visually on the channel that it inspires a lot of people, but you know, there are a lot of people who, I don't say a lot. There's a small amount of folks really that will question my age or if I've had work done or, you know, and that's just coming from their own insecurity.
Exactly.
From that. So most part, the channel, I try to inspire people to action, to take care of themselves. So if the shock of the fact that I haven't had any work done and I don't look like what people think 60 is supposed to look like, which if you really think about it and you look at people my age, that have taken really good care of themselves, and some of them are celebrities, but they haven't had plastic surgery done, because that's fairly obvious when people have that done. There are a lot of people that don't look what the idea of 50, 55, 60 look like, or looked like, say, in the 80s. You know, you just look at that, and there was an interesting meme that I saw, which is kind of telling, the show The Golden Girls, which most people know what that is, pretty famous. Those ladies in that television show were in their 50s. They were my age when they were doing that show, and then we just had a reboot from Sex and the City called Just Like That, where it's women in their 50s, and people took the side-by-side of those groups of women, not to poke fun, but to show that the perception and the idea of what people look like and what where their health should be in their 50s now is way off base, because people still think people should have, you know, full heads of gray hair and lots of wrinkles and maybe overweight and all of that, and that's not necessarily the case, and you don't have to have plastic surgery to do that. In fact, a lot of times when you address nutrition and physical activity, it clears up a lot of things. Now, it's not going to change, you know, some sun damage. You're going to have to use some product for that. But it will reverse a whole lot of things. There was a study done at the end of last year called the Health Got Study, where they took sedentary individuals a cross-section of ages 50 to 72, I believe, if I remember correctly, and had one set of them do daily moderate exercise. This is not running marathons. This is just activity, walking, swimming, kind of off the couch, looking at their diet and making sure that it leaned, not completely, but it wasn't like a fast food diet. It leaned more healthy, lean meats, healthier oils like olive oil, fresh leafy greens, vegetables, balanced, low amounts of sugar, refined sugar. They found that in 8 weeks that the people who followed those characteristics of the study consistently were able to reverse about 3 years of biological aging just by making those changes. So it really, and the thing is that once you get going and you feel better, you're motivated to do more. Just like losing weight, when you're doing something, and I'm not talking about fad diets and all of that, but when you find something that works for you and your lifestyle that helps you maintain a healthy weight and a healthy energy level, you're motivated to continue to do it because you just feel better and better and better. Things just get better and better and better. So yeah, I'm a big proponent of looking at where you are and trying to find positive aspects and starting with something that's easy and start to make those changes. And for some people in skincare, it's wearing sunscreen because, you know, where they haven't done that their whole life and sun damage, and they don't realize until they start using sunscreen that your body can reverse a lot of that damage just by wearing sunscreen, because it's no longer having to protect you from the sun. It can spend that energy other ways, and then they'll move on to applying maybe spot treater topicals that are proven to work, obviously, and then they start to see improvement. And then they may get to a point where, okay, now I like the way I look, but I'd like to have this fixed, and they'll go to a dermatologist and maybe get a skin peel or a prescription for Retin A to take it a little further. But they're motivated and they're feeling good about themselves, and that's what's driving the decision making. So,
yeah, that's amazing. I think it's a whole nother story, and yeah. I think it's a lovely perspective, and I'm actually curious on what are some of the beliefs that you have that can inspire our listeners as well for having healthy skin. Like you need to have a set of things that you believe in. To be able to do this, to be able to
that's a great question. And the first underlying belief is that age is a man-made thing, made up number. Different species of plants, animals, mammals, all fish, you name it, whatever, all biologically change in age, if you want to call it that, at different rates. Humans to humans change at different rates of biological aging because there's so many factors involved in that. So the first thing is to work on that belief that age is just a number, birthdays are it's a made up thing. And I've believed that. I came here believing that oddly when I was young. I didn't buy in. There were a lot of things when I was young I didn't buy into. It's probably what helped me figure out how to solve my acne issue, because I didn't take a lot of things at face value as a young person, and I'm sure my parents had something to do with that in teaching me, but I always looked for something underneath. So I've never really believed in the whole aging thing anyway. I mean, I've always thought that was because I knew people that looked way younger than people that were younger and felt and acted and sounded and lived their lives younger than people that were younger. So I was like, okay, that's all something in someone's head. That's a whole thing. So that belief right there is the first one you want to work on. And then there's the belief that you can change anything and it will have an effect. You can move a tiny, I used to draw a arc on a piece of paper. I'll see if I can make this image work without a visual. An arc on a piece of paper, like a rainbow. And at the bottom in the middle, a little point, like almost like a compass, is a little needle, like on a gas gauge, straight up at 12 o'clock. And just by moving that little needle a tiny amount, it completely changes where you end up on the arc. So just by changing one thing, and giving yourself some time, 30, 60 days, because it takes the body and skin that long to really show you the results from the inside out, look at the difference. And then when you believe that you can make changes that make a difference, you're more likely to do them. So I would say those are the two most important when it comes to skin health, is that one, the age thing is made up. It's made up. And two, is that you can change something, and skin is very responsive. Your body is very responsive to any movement towards health. Because again, you want to take it to the spiritual level, all cells, all trillions of cells in your body are moving toward and asking for health. Their one desire is to live as a cell, to stay alive. So when you give them what they need, and that's including a belief in yourself, an appreciation for or gratitude for being here and having your body, it really changes the energy with all of that. I mean, there have been studies that have shown where that difference in attitude has been the difference between whether a person dies from cancer or not. In some cases, it's really a lot of times the attitude and the appreciation for where you are, and appreciating the doctors, and appreciating the products, and appreciating that we are where we are at this day and age where we know what we know, and we have all these wonderful new devices coming out, these red light therapies that help for people who can't use a skincare product because their skin's too sensitive. So the evolution, I think it's exciting. So I get I'm really happy and excited to be here now with all of this going on. So yeah. I hope that answered that question.
Definitely. Here we're working with this part of ourselves, with the beliefs, with the attitude that we have. And like you just mentioned, I think by being open, by being grateful for the beautiful parts of ourselves, we are automatically more open to seeing all of the resources that we have and making steps in the direction that we want, and improving things, like you said, even just for 5 degrees or so. We can end up in a very different place, and I think that's very powerful. I also think that these small steps can lead to a really different kind of life and appreciation for ourselves. And yeah, I think that's very powerful. I really love where our discussion went, and I'm really happy that we got to speak about this topic. Let our audience know where they can find out more about you, learn more about their skin, and the fact that age is just a number.
Yeah, sure, absolutely. Obviously, probably the easiest is the YouTube channel, which is just Chris Gibson or Chris Gibson Live. You type my name in, it comes up as the number one thing. So. Excuse me. So that there, and then all my social media is listed in the description of every video. But the other place is my blog. It's called Skin So Fabulous. Just type that in Google, you'll find it right away. Where it's really an interactive community where you can direct message me with skincare questions. You can post them on the blog in general, and people will hop in and help you out. It's really great. It's nice to have that. It's kind of like a Facebook group, but it's not, because it's interactive and people can talk to each other. So it's a really great place. And also it's easy to find all my videos by topic there, because I have about 500 videos on YouTube. So what I tell people is, if you have a specific issue that you want help with, in the YouTube search bar, you just type Chris Gibson and whatever the issue is, acne, fine lines and wrinkles, aging, anti-aging skincare for the neck, you know, whatever you type in, whatever it is, and YouTube will present my video to you. So I'm really fortunate that I have such a large catalog now that I can say that. So it's really great and makes it very easy for people to find what they need.
Yeah, I know the feeling. It's the same here. I'm really grateful that I have a large catalog and there are so many episodes that people can choose from.
Yes.
So yeah, I totally resonate with that. And I think it's amazing the fact that we have access to such resources, and we worked hard enough to make them available for everyone. And yeah, I definitely invite you to check Chris's YouTube channel. There are lots of amazing topics there that he discusses, and yeah, I think it's a wonderful resource. And I believe that the first step is being grateful for what we have right now, for how we look right now, and then we can learn just a few steps, just a few things that can improve that even more. So thank you so much, Chris, for being here with us, for sharing your knowledge and all of these amazing tips that you shared with us. Thank you.
Absolutely. Enjoyed it.
Hey, Gratitude Seeker, thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this interview. I really appreciate it. And if you could think of one person that would also benefit from it, share it with them. It might actually be the inspiration that they need to make their day or maybe even their life much better. Thank you so much once again. This has been Giorgio Benta. Don't forget to keep seeking and spreading gratitude.
Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.